Howdy, folks, and welcome back to Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast. This is episode 3, and we last left our party as I left the scene of an ambush towards the Inn on the Green.
Why, that's right. So, here it is. It's your boy. It's your DM, Dan. So, let's get started. As we last left, you guys very aptly dealt with some ambushers. And by aptly, I mean holy shit.
Yeah.
Barbed wire and battery, like, damn.
I was not expecting fingers to be lost this quickly in the adventure.
I wasn't expecting this level of absolute brutality.
I mean, they were lost and then reattached.
So, nothing really of interest happens as you guys are heading over to the inn. Right? It's a fairly uneventful walk. You know, just a fairly busy street. You know, as you're leaving the scene, you do hear behind you a couple of people, like, start to shout and crowd around, wondering what kind of happened back there.
I assume we're just going to nonchalantly walk away.
I'm going to look around and see if there's any authorities in the area.
You're going to try and find somebody to talk to about this sort of thing?
No, I'm more like looking to make sure nobody's going to be looking for us and then chasing after us.
That sounds like a perception check to me, my man.
All right. I'll do perception. I was thinking maybe streetwise, but yeah.
Actually, yeah, streetwise works.
All right, sweet.
If you flavor it as like, you know, you actually know, like you do know these streets, so.
Yeah, I've been around the streets quite a while, so. I know the usual routes that the patrols take, and I rolled a 21.
Okay, yeah. So what you would know is, really, when it comes down to enforcing rules and things like this, there are definitely a couple of guilds that do that, and a couple of, you know, there's cops, kind of. However, there's the biggest thing kind of preventing people from just outright killing people is, well, it's very common knowledge that if you just go out and kill somebody and the dragon finds out about it, Red finds out about it, it's not going to be good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Red's got the resources to do whatever he needs to.
Right. So, like, you guys are pretty much in the clear. You've got it on video that they jumped you, all of that. You guys are fine.
Okay, so.
Well, okay.
Is what you would
because
think.
If anything comes down to it, we've basically got a video of the event.
Yeah.
Or at least a recording.
So, you guys head on over to the inn. The green itself of the golf course has been, overrun. The sand traps and things are still present, but, you know, inside of them there's been planted some nice little bushes and things, and, it's kind of become a bit more of a pseudo glen than an actual clean golf course. Nobody's actually going to be golfing here.
Is there anything about the flora or fauna that sticks out as, like, particularly weird?
No, it's, It looks fairly similar to the area around the college.
All right, so I'm probably pretty bored by this then.
It's just more magical fauna getting placed in there.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm always keeping an eye out for anything that looks out of place, but I guess if it's just like the college, then eh.
Yeah, it looks mostly like stuff that either, you know, naturally grew there and people think it looks nice, so they keep it, and a couple of trees that people put into make stuff look nice.
All right.
So, you guys heading on into the main building. It's fairly busy. And there is a slightly middle-aged-looking gnome woman kind of standing on a stool, apparently behind the front desk. She's got her hair tied back in a loose ponytail and one of those handkerchief things over the top. And she just kind of waves at you guys. Doesn't say anything, though.
Is she beckoning us towards her?
No. Just kind of, hey.
Just waving hello?
Yes.
Hello, ma'am.
Oh, hello there. Looking for a room for the night, then?
Correct.
All right. Actually, hold on. And she kind of reaches below the desk, pulls out a little sheet of paper, looks up at you guys, looks down at the paper, looks up at you guys, looks down at the paper.
Oh. Is something the matter?
Oh, no. You guys already have your room all set up for you. Yeah, we were expecting you.
Oh.
Yeah, you've got I really regret naming it this. You've got the Dragon Suite on the second floor.
I think I can guess who booked it for us.
Yeah.
I mean, this sounds pretty good to me. I say we don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I mean, I would to see what kind of teeth it has, but you definitely should.
She kind of looks at you.
Well, I mean, equine biology is really interesting. If you ever get the chance to actually look a gift horse in the mouth.
Oh, okay, Elias. I think the kind lady gets it.
Yeah.
Weird that he didn't tell us that he booked this, but I mean, it's called Dragon, right? Nothing could possibly be wrong there.
Yeah, the Dragon Suite, you know.
I'm gonna start walking towards it.
Yeah. Or did she hand us keys or anything?
Yeah,
or?
She hands you a small set of keys.
Right.
Breakfast is at 8, so come on down if you'd like. We can also bring it up to you if you'd like. She seems kind of tense.
I think I prefer having it brought up, but that's just me.
I prefer it brought up, too.
Sure, we'll do that then. Any 8, fine?
I don't see why not.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Have a nice night then.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and start. All right. So are there elevators? How tall was this in?
Oh, it's just about a 3-story building. It looks like the clubhouse of a golf course kind of renovated with all the rooms stripped out to be different sized rooms.
Alright, so I'm going to go to the stairs, take them 4 at a time with my obscenely long legs.
Yeah. So you guys head on over. That's the door opens up. Basically, the main, it looks like a large, major, what's the word? Atrium.
Mm-hmm.
With several rooms off of it, like individual sleeping arrangements. And there's, some nice tables and chairs in the center. It looks like you could host a damn party in this place.
Holy shit. Well, it's like the entire third floor.
Behind it? Yeah, it's basically the entire third floor.
Well, I'm pretty tired. So, gentlemen, if anyone requires me, I'll be in this room over here.
So you walk into the room and you see sitting at one of the tables, kind of swinging their legs, you would recognize it as that kobold that was riding on top of Red's head.
Oh, jeez. I didn't notice him or her as I walked in, obviously.
Yeah, she's got a red scale. She's wearing a pretty nice little tunic and dress ensemble, and she kind of looks over at you guys, kind of hops down from the table and walks on over towards you guys, looks up at you.
Hello?
She's got a little messenger bag slung across her shoulder, rummages into it, and pulls out a small, what Patton would recognize as a radio, and hands it to you.
Just like an old block radio?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go ahead and hold it up to what is approximately my ear.
Nice.
So you kind of hear, hello there.
I'll go ahead and, hello? I'll, you know, hold the button down, call out.
Ah, Patton. I'm trusting the accommodation to your liking, then.
They're glamorous.
Oh, well, I do have to admit, you guys did a lot better than I thought you would.
Wait, better than, what, walking to the tavern?
Who is this?
Oh, come on, you can't have already forgotten my voice. It's Red.
Can I roll insight? Because I don't know if this is Red anymore. I'm wondering now.
Go for it.
All right, I get a 5 on insight. I rolled a 1. you're right, Red. Sorry. We had a little bit of a scuffle, if you call it.
Oh no, yeah, I imagined you would.
I think it's safe imagine to assume he knew that the Hold dwarf on. Was coming after us, and he wanted to see how it would play out. Am I right there?
He gets it.
Well,
no, you see,
pleasant.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that, but you see, immediately after you guys left, they waltzed right on in, and well, let's just say I don't like people who are that full of themselves. They attempted to make demands of me, and attempted to, in fact, threaten me.
I mean...
And you, in the process.
He seemed like a dumb dwarf, but I never thought he'd do that.
Yes. You see...
He's a dumb,
well, you
dead
see,
dwarf
when you have
now.
Mutually beneficial exchange, right? A customer and... a client and a supplier, they seem to be laboring under the impression that because they need me, I need them. And that, great well, mistake. Was a bit of a fatal mistake, I'd say.
I'm going to nervously chuckle. you wouldn't happen to have any other, I guess, associates... Or former associates, we should know about. Do you?
Oh no, this was purely a case of me, setting the stage for those guys to, well, that thorn in your side to be disposed of, with minor to no consequence to you guys, because I would imagine Giron there got it all on film. They attacked you.
Seems like you've planned for everything.
I don't normally, but they pissed me off.
I'm going to swallow noticeably. This is making me very nervous.
Jerry, do you just broadcast everything that happens around you?
Well, it's not really a live broadcast per se.
So out of his shadow, you know, kind of
the cobalt red shadow?
No, out of Giron Shadow, the little red sort of round. I don't think we ever described what he looks like.
He's
the imp?
Yes.
He's kind of like a little tiny demon. He's very, very small. I would say like about up to your shin. And he can just like bounce around. He's like red. He's
kind of
two
rotund.
Horns protruding from his eyebrows. And he's
yeah,
got like...
little round guy.
Yeah, glowing green eyes.
Mouth is really big. So sometimes we broadcast live, sometimes we hold things off for recording, for editing purposes. I wasn't broadcasting that one live.
Can he fly?
Yeah, he's flying.
Oh,
with
if he's
these
flying,
little tiny
I'm gonna,
wings.
I'm gonna crouch down and like kinda grab one of his wings.
So you start
grab it?
Yeah, I'm just gonna do gently, not intrusively.
Whoa, buddy. Whoa.
Well, I mean, it just seems like I'm just saying, like
Elias, the least you could do is ask the guy. Come on.
Oh,
you gotta touch me like this, buy me dinner first. Jeez.
I'm gonna make a sort of oh gosh, face. And terribly sorry, Mr.
Zep.
Oh, Zep, that's right. So, Zep, how exactly do you find flying to work? I mean, those wings seem rather...
I don't know, I don't care. We're talking to a dragon right now? Do you really think this is the time?
Let's just sort of... fine. We'll discuss this at a later date.
Sure. Yeah. I'm gonna go hide now. Jerry, do not. I don't want to do this anymore, man. I don't know how I feel about this.
Look. Just go back into the shadow. If you want to talk to HR, we don't have HR, so too bad. Get back in the shadow.
Fine. He slinks back in. But he did say he wasn't recording live.
Yeah, so he wasn't recording that live. We pretty much cut once the whole thing with the fingers happened, because, you know, you never know, like, if a kid's going to see this. So, yeah.
Kid's going to try and cut his own fingers
off. He kind of sneaks back out of the... No, I told you I cut, but I kept going.
Oh. Oh. He got the fingers, but we cut after that. After that. Good job. Get back in there.
All right.
He just pats his shadow.
As he slinks away, I'm still looking at those wings because they're bothering me now.
Anyway, Red, where were we?
Yes.
Before we got distracted.
Right. No, it's entirely fine. So, the place it dawned on me, one, we should have a method of contacting each other, which, hence, this. And
it's a smart solution, actually. It's old-world tech.
Yes, I'm quite fond of it. And two, the name of the place I'd like you to go to. Previously, I'd just heard some rumors about the place and that it existed, but now I've actually done a bit more, looking into it and found exactly what it is. The place is called Tonali Biotech Research Laboratories.
Biotech? It's
about 30 miles west of here, 25 to 30 miles west of here. It's in what was New Jersey.
I like to be in patentable at the same time.
Different connotations to both names.
I mean, I've read a little bit about New Jersey, and the people that used to be here in this city really didn't like those Jersey folk. Said they were like gooey. I don't know how to say it.
Wait, what are you even?
I just haven't heard good things about that place. Okay, Red.
Right.
I think Jersey, we can safely go to the board.
You can just call him Guido.
Hold on for a second. Can we not, just for the record?
Let's hang these lampshades a bit harder.
Do overt Guido?
Is Guido a bad word? I actually didn't know.
There's no way, Gons. There is no fucking way that you would have any idea of the intercultural connotations between New York and New Jersey. Now, okay? There's just no fucking way. Okay. You're not going to...
Okay, look, we're moving on.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. So cut. Back.
Yeah.
We good?
So, as I've said, what you do there, not really my concern, as long as they stop doing what they're doing there. Got it?
You said biotechnology. What exactly are they doing there?
It's biotechnology.
Well, the people
there
now. Yeah.
Next
the people
to
there
it,
now are using it to create.
Yes. So it's biotechnology and pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, the latter portion is of specific interest to some groups.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. drug dealers.
Ah, mm-hmm. Right. That.
Right. Yes. That. So, how you deal with it, not a big deal to me.
Just as long as we stop it.
Right.
Well, all right then.
You see, right now they have a scrapping claim on everything there that they established. However, the method in which they... that's not important. Anyway, I can't abide it, right?
Well, I suppose we do owe you for sort of helping us out of our situations. So
we do all owe you a debt of gratitude.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I'm not going to deny it.
More nervous laughter from Elias.
So anyway, I don't suppose you'll be needing a guide or anything like that, though I could have one arranged for you if you'd like.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
I've been out that way. I think instructions will be enough. I've gone nearly that far out west.
Ah, all right, Ben.
You're a man of the woods as well, Patton?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll make
6 years a scrapper.
It'll make for better footage if we don't know what's going to be coming up.
Oh, I mean, I'm quite confident in my abilities to
I'm a little less concerned with your footage, and more concerned with our lives.
Right, right. It sounds like you all have this under control. So, anyway, call me if you need anything. Oh, and please, don't be too entirely concerned about the little one here. She can make her way back just fine.
Oh, all right. Of course.
All right, we will talk to you soon then, Red.
Right. Well, that's all for now. Safe travels.
I'm guessing the kobold has, like, it written instructions or something.
Yeah. So she's kind of looking up at you guys, kind of looks over at some of the food that's on one of the tables, looks back at you guys, though, kind of drifts.
Directions first, little lady.
Kind of reaches back into the messenger bag, pulls out a small map, hands it to you. Kind of looking over at the food.
What kind of map is it? It's like topographical?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll kind of unroll it and walk over the table, push the food off to the side, and put the map down on there.
Kind of moving closer to the food. Kind of points at the food.
I'm not even looking at her anymore. I'm just looking at the map on the table.
Looks over at the rest of you.
Can we just give me some of this food?
Yes, of course. I don't see why not.
Kind of grabs it. Puts it in the messenger bag and runs out.
What a little scamp. God love him.
Yes. All right. So this is the map of the area?
Yes. It's moderately detailed, but not overly so. You have one map.
Got map.
And if you guys want to play along, just open up like a damn Google Maps image of New Jersey, and it's basically that.
Like the whole state?
Yeah.
That's right, because New York's right next to it.
I'd like to roll perception on the map to see if there's anything that... perception or dungeoneering, whichever one seems more appropriate, to see if there's anything that sticks out or seems off about the map. Just because I've made my own maps working around. All right, let's go
pause
ahead
and do this for just a second. I actually don't have my dice with me.
A cool map, though.
Okay, so the thing that, like, just so you guys know for RP purposes, I don't need to explain it in the actual thing. Like, they aren't making their own maps.
Yeah, I know.
They're using old ones, so they're super detailed.
Well, yeah, like the one I just linked.
Yeah, like, we're talking, like, a good map.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's no real reason for the map to be bad in any way. Like, they've got access to, like, old archived Google Maps files, so...
Mm-hmm. That's right, because they have access to the internet and all that.
Very limited. I mean, like, no servers are still up, but anything that was saved in local servers is still up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that can be salvaged.
Right, that makes sense.
Alright, so, perception then. Roll it.
Is Tim back?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, I just want to see if there's anything that sticks out about the map. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a 24.
24?
Yeah.
So, you're looking for anything that seems off?
Anything that seems off or anything that I would know, like, since I've made my own, like, local maps just for things that stick out to me. I want to see if there's any marks or, you know, anything that people have added to it.
No, this seems, like, very clean and very new.
All right.
Relatively speaking. I've
done a bit of wandering in my time. I want to see if I recognize the map and can kind of figure out where we are on it and where we're going on it.
I mean,
Before we do that, let's just do a basic look at it and see any markings on it. Like some kind of area that we're supposed to go to.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm looking
for. Yeah, it's got the area that you need to go to marked. It looks like the fastest way to get to where you're going is going to be to follow basically I-80.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So like the actual highways and stuff there.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, well, you can cut. There's not much difference at this point between going on the highway itself and through some of the more forested areas. Like, essentially going on one of those highways now is a bit more like being on a slightly raised wooded trail.
Right.
All right. So it's not more or less dangerous to take the highway.
Right. It's slightly safer, but in the same way that, you know, a normal trodden road would be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's not
gentlemen,
like the highways are completely clean.
Well, gentlemen, appears we have our map. We have our path. I think we're well on our way, so if anyone needs me, I will be in my quarters. I'm going to sort of turn around and grab my stuff and head to what I presume is my private room.
Yes. So is anybody doing anything of any importance before you guys are heading out?
I'm going to start editing that fight together. So I'm just going to go off and do my thing.
Yep.
I imagine John would just read my Bible, go to bed.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm basically just going to look over notes and make sure that I've got all my exploring gear in order.
Yep. Okay.
Patton's going to kind of pull up a chair and start looking at the map, trying to figure out the best route to get to I-80 and all that. All
right.
Just reaching out, picking some of the food that's shoved off on the side here and plucking it in his mouth. Whatever remnants are left after the kobold got it.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of it, so if you need anything, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all full and happy.
Yep. So, dun, 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 dun. Next day. You don't die in your sleep.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. So we get our
to hear that.
Action points back if we had used any, right?
Yes. You go right back up to full, get all your stuff back. All
right. Sweet.
All your dailies, all your stuff.
Cool.
Yay.
All right. Patton's up at the crack of dawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John will also get up with the sun.
So. Are you guys going to be doing anything before you leave that is particularly important?
Breakfast.
Any shopping? Okay, so you want
breakfast.
That breakfast? Yeah, they bring up your breakfast. She brings up several large plates full of they've got some nice fried eggs, some local fresh produce. It's a fairly nice big old breakfast.
Are there any apples or bread or anything like that?
Yeah. Fresh fruit and some bread.
I'm just going to get, I've got a handkerchief. I'm going to grab some of the fruit and bread and pack it together, put it in my bag.
Okay. You have rations.
Hooray.
Ooh.
Hooray.
Like, we can also just say, I'm going to imagine you guys are going to go off and buy travel rations and yada, yada, yada. We don't need to go into the super nitty gritty of that. Let's save screen time for stuff that's important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to take as long as it's going to take your characters in real time to get there.
I just want to eat breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day.
But what type of eggs does John eat?
Shut up.
Into this?
I'll kill you.
Eggs Benedict or sunny side up?
And I don't mean your character. I'm not going to make rocks fall and everybody dies. I'm going to make rocks fall on you in real life. Don't ask me where I get the rocks. I've got a guy.
Red nose.
I got a guy who knows a guy who knows rocks.
Okay,
exactly.
So I assume we're at the edge of town, about to head out.
Yeah. So, were you guys going to go shopping or anything?
As far as gear goes, no.
How much gold do we still have? We still have all 500, right?
Yep. So the other thing that's to note here is that you could theoretically go all the way up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like super far north to somewhere where the Hudson isn't that wide. to cross over, or, you know, go all the way up to, you know,
Do we know if any of the bridges, if any of the bridges that are that go over the Hudson are still intact?
Yeah, the main the George Washington Bridge is still up.
So that's common knowledge, right?
Yeah, most people still just take like a boat over, though.
Right, they wouldn't walk over.
If you go over the Hudson, you're going over via boat, but not a ton of people are going west to begin with.
Right. Okay. I wouldn't.
Generally, there's no.
I wouldn't have really been out that far, but I'm still confident in my abilities, so I'm just going to suggest. Well, all right, gentlemen. This is the start of our I guess you could call it outing. So keep your wits about you. I'm sure you've all have some experience with the wilds, but, you know, it's not exactly the safest place, especially you, Jerry.
Patton's just kind of crossing his arms, looking at him.
Let's go!
Listening to this elf lecture him about the dangers of the outside.
Yes, yes.
So, are you guys buying anything? Or no?
Well, outside of our normal bullshit, you know, Patton's going to get, I don't know. I don't know if I can just kind of buy filters. I don't think I really need them.
Yeah, you can.
Or whatever. Yeah, I'm just going to buy, like, because I know what's out there. I'm going to, you know, get all the supplies and shit that we might need, you know, food, water.
Yeah.
I'll have, yeah, there are enough experienced adventurers in our group that we know what to buy.
I'll have, if anything in particular, I'll just have a small dagger.
Okay.
Like
Yeah, you've got whatever gear you would reasonably have. So.
A little bit of rope. You know, always got to have rope.
Yeah.
Always.
So, are you guys going over the bridge then?
I never liked a bridge. Let's find another way around.
This sounds like an in-character discussion time.
John, there's no...
Can you see those things falling down every day?
What?
I'm walking John, over water.
John, it's not a far bridge. I am so tired of you people and your fucking fear of bridges.
No. On the I ain't walking over water line, Zep is going to kind of poke his head out. It's like, wait, I thought that was something that like that one guy was supposed to be able to do. You mean he can't do it?
I mean, I can't do it.
Oh, shit, he saw me. He sneaks back into the shadow.
No need to get too testy here. This is simply one of those, you know, feats of, I suppose you could call it daring. You wouldn't want the bridge to get the best of you.
Well, I excuse my assistant, by the way, there, John, but if we weren't going to use the bridge, which is right here, what is the alternative that we have in mind?
Oops.
What's
John... John, so you're afraid of the bridge collapsing?
I ain't afraid of the bridge collapsing. I know that bridge collapses.
All right.
I'm going to take a few bold steps out onto the bridge and begin just stepping into the center of it.
I can't believe this. I'm just going to walk with him.
Okay.
I'm going to turn around and look at John and be like...
So, smash cut to the background being apparently behind the bridge. So, Jesus. You step out onto the bridge.
Uh-huh.
You kind of hear a little bit of creaking, a little bit of creaking, cracking.
Yeah, that's par for the course.
You know, but if you guys would hear, it's not actually the result of you doing anything, it just makes that sound.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't like it.
Look, John, can't let a little bridge be the end of our adventure.
If that's
here.
The way we're going. I guess that's the way we're going.
Good, good. So I'll walk back and sort of put my arm on his back and pat him on the back.
I guess I shrug him off and start stomping across the bridge.
All right. So you start stomping across the bridge. It does take a little bit to get over. Walking across the thing takes a while. It is at this point that you guys probably realize, this is going to take us a bit.
Is there like, are there like cars and things sort of rusted out on it, or?
Yes, so there are definitely, you know, some amount of rusted out cars. Things that you do know that most obstructions had already been like pushed off or removed at some point to let people come over.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, you know, it starts to set in just how far away this place is. It's going to take you a while to get there.
All right. I mean,
you know, it's like a full day's travel and then some.
Oh, wow.
To get across the bridge or just to get to where we're going?
To get to where you guys are going.
All right. Well, I mean.
Okay, I was about to say, what the hell?
Yeah, not a day across the bridge.
I'm sort of going to settle into my exploring mode, which is, you know, just.
Got tight.
Just push ahead and, you know, damn the consequences a bit.
Okay.
Come on, so everyone. You guys should sally forth.
You guys push over the bridge. You see the ruins of a old, Patton would recognize as an old toll booth as you walk through. You know, there's rusted out.
We're right outside the city.
Yeah, there's rusted out, overgrown cars all over the place. Now there's a, as you get onto I-80 and I-95 proper, and you're starting to get further in to New Jersey, you do notice that the trees and foliage have kind of grown over, and in some cases onto this highway. It makes getting across it somewhat difficult.
I'd like to roll nature, if possible.
Sure.
Especially since we're getting further away from the city, and this is probably further out than I've been by myself before. I'd like to roll nature and see if there's anything weird going on with the mana of these plants. Like, if they have any or how it's working.
Sure.
All right, 23.
Okay, so what you notice as you start walking along...
I definitely want to take some samples of leaves and things.
Yeah, you walk across to your right as you're walking around. You see a small lake that looks perfectly fine. I don't know if I mentioned this, but you guys are in about late April right now, like maybe April 25th.
So it still gets a little cold.
A little bit cold. Yeah, that lake looks fine. Then you keep walking. And then to your left, there's another small river, one that on the map is marked as Overpeck Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there you look left and you see it's iced over.
Is that odd?
Interesting.
Very odd. It, especially considering the air temperature right now for you guys is about 65.
All right.
I'm going to roll a perception, see if I can see where this river, where's downriver or downstream, upstream, if I can find the source, see if it's frozen around there.
Mm-hmm.
Like try to, you know, find the source of it or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So that's 15.
As you're looking up the mouth of the river, you see a dark figure moving underneath the ice swiftly, underneath the bridge.
Right,
underneath the interstate that you guys are on. It kind of goes over the creek.
Okay, I'm going to... I definitely want to roll perception here.
This is going to be a nature check if you want to figure out what this thing is.
Nature, then. I want to see if I can tell whether it's like a human-looking figure or like a large animal or something.
Yep, go for it.
24?
Okay. So this is something that you've actually heard some amount of reports of.
Oh, right? Okay.
You've heard some reports. They were not fully verified from within your guys' biology department. These things are very rare. It's some form of a mana-addled aquatic life form attuned to the ice element.
Okay.
Right.
So,
there have been random reports of, frozen over lakes and things moving beneath it, but nobody's actually gotten a really good look at what exactly they are.
Okay. I'm just gonna to yell at Jaren.
Yeah.
Jerry. Quick. Over the bridge. Under the ice. Send Zed out. Quick.
Oh, all right,
no,
Zep, camera, action, go!
Start
go.
Filming!
I got it, Name Zep, by the way.
What? Zep, yeah, yes. What? Anyway, I need film of this. We have to
of
catch
what? It. I don't see anything.
Under the ice. It's right. Oh. Under the ice. Don't you see it?
Oh, yeah. That. Oh. What the hell? What is that?
It's. We don't have a name for it just yet. The jury's still out.
You see a couple more kind of dart to around where it is.
A couple more of the dark figures.
Underneath the ice.
More than one.
What I rolled dungeon. No, I wouldn't roll dungeoneering or history to because I'm wondering if I have seen these before. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Would that fall under history?
No. History I didn't think so. Like actual history.
It would be nature
and things. Yeah, history isn't memory.
I know. I didn't think so. I didn't think I could bullshit it.
Look, if we capture one of these, they'll name it after me. We have to get one.
So what you see is those figures kind of go underneath. They kind of disappear down below. And from a small hole in the ice, you see a small, well, not really small, fairly large, greenish fish-looking creature with some small stubby legs. Like primal, what's the word? Pre-legs. Yeah, like some vestigial legs look like they're not entirely fully formed, kind of flop out, look up at you guys.
Grab it.
It's staring you down.
How large is it?
What?
It looks roughly, the size of like a particularly large house cat.
I'm going to take some tentative footing out onto the ice to see if it'll hold my weight.
Are we close to the ice on the bridge?
It's a bit down below you, but you can cross the bridge and then climb down.
Yeah.
I'm so gonna do that.
Patton's gonna start getting closer to it.
So, Elias, roll a perception check.
Okay. That's going to be 31.
31?
Yeah.
All right. You take one step out onto the ice. Yeah. And immediately realize, you look behind you, and you immediately realize the three figures went back under the bridge and are waiting.
Waiting behind me?
Yes.
Like in the woods?
No, like underneath the ice still.
Oh, so they're behind me on the ice?
Underneath the ice, yes. They seem to be lying in wait, like near the bottom of the creek, kind of slowly moving underneath the ice, while the small... While the small frog fish looking thing is looking at you, you see it kind of open up its mouth.
Okay.
And kind of
I'm going to freeze, stop moving immediately, and I still really want to grab that fish thing. So I'm gonna say, like I can tell that they're waiting, that they're sitting and wait, but I really want a sample of it. So I'm gonna talk out of the side of my mouth. Zep, you can fly, right?
Yeah.
Don't be alarmed, but I need that fish thing. Just fly out over the ice very slowly, and just when I say go, grab it.
Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh. I hear what you're saying, and no, look.
Just work with me here.
Saying work with me here, and right then you see the thing kind of close its mouth again, emit kind of a low rumble, and you see some small dark tendrils kind of flow into the ice, like kind of inky tendrils, and they're moving towards you and accelerating.
I'm going to jump backwards off of the ice back to shore, if possible.
All right.
Is that acrobatics or?
That sounds like some acrobatics to me.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do...
I was going to say, Patton, once he notices him, starts like flailing back towards shore, he's going to get closer.
That's going to be...
Just kind of chilling way back there.
28 on acrobatics.
Yeah, you successfully do that, and this is going to be a very good start to a skills challenge, because the tendrils are going to hit the ground, break out of the ice. You're going to see that small fish thing dart back under the water and start moving towards you guys at very high speed, as you hear kind of a... And then a crush as the ice underneath the bridge explodes Part of the bridge itself kind of rumbles. If you guys are standing on it, you get knocked over as three very large sort of crustacean-looking things with one gigantic claw jump out and start scuttling towards you guys in a sort of pincer formation. These large multicolored crustaceans with just roughly the size of a large truck with one gigantic pincer.
They're each the size of a pickup truck?
Yeah.
That's big.
It is.
That's big.
Okay. So I'm on the shore.
Skills
I'm
challenge.
Separate from everyone then?
Yes.
Roll initiative.
Yep. This is going to be a fun little skills challenge called Don't Get Caught in the Ambush.
Okay.
Run away and either try and find somewhere to run away to or find a good place to fight.
That is a long title.
It is. So, to explain how skills challenges work to viewers while these guys roll their initiatives. Also, I believe an elf gives their... Do elves give people bonuses to initiatives? Somebody in this party gives people a bonus to initiative.
I think
where is that?
No, I don't.
Somebody, I think, does. I don't know.
Is that under feats or racial stats?
No. I was thinking about the elf perception check bonus.
Yeah, it's perception.
Never mind.
All right.
So,
yeah, for initiative,
the
I
way the skills 15. Checks work is that... What the players are trying to do is accomplish a goal. In this case, not dying. In order to do that, they'll be rolling initiative and going in turn order, making skill checks, as usual, and saying what they're trying to do. They have complete freedom as to what they're going to do and how they're going to describe it. And the way that this is going to work is that there is a set number for them to hit on their skills. On those skill lines. Here, just let me make these little boxes. It is going to be 7 successes to win, 3 to lose.
Oh, jeez.
If you win, profit. If you lose, maybe dying.
That's bad. I don't like dying.
But maybe dying.
Elias feels like dying is counterproductive to the goals of the party.
All right.
Just glad he's off the bridge.
Read me off that initiative.
7.
20.
All right. In here, it's 13.
15.
So we got...
Jaren's first. Sorry, Jerry.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm going to roll Arcana, and I am going to dig into my viewer magic from my jacket and conjure up a fell firebolt. I'm just going to throw that back at the crustacean and attempt to slow it.
Okay, so... You're just going to try and chuck some fire at it, considering that it's an ice thing?
Yeah.
All right. Just to be clear, where exactly is everyone right now?
Okay, so, yeah, please, where are all of you guys? So, I know that Elias is down by the river.
Yes.
Yeah, Elias is at the river, and once I noticed him started flailing backwards, I went down with him, and then I started going onto the ice, like the very edges of it.
So me and you are together.
And then probably John and Jerry are together, still on the road.
Yeah, I'm on the road kind of looking down at him.
What?
We made it fully off the bridge. They didn't run ahead of us or anything?
Yes, except for the part now where they're climbing up the other side of the embankment and are kind of behind you.
Yeah,
yeah,
so,
they went underneath the bridge and they're coming
up
for you.
So if you have your fun little map open, they're coming at you from the north, the little fish frog guy is to the south, and you guys are dead in the middle.
So we're in between the fish frog guy. Now, does the fish frog guy look particularly sentient? Like,
I mean, he looks like a fish. That might be a good role for doing in the actual challenge.
I want to grab it.
All right, so I'm going to have the high ground here and try and throw some fire on that ice monster.
Okay.
23.
Roll it. 23, that'll be a success.
Also, we can't see the turn order.
That's fine. So it was just a... Here, let me make the note again. That was Giron on 20, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Who is next?
Patton at 15.
Patton at 15, and then John on?
13.
13? Okay.
And then if one person uses Arcana, the next can't use Arcana.
Let me explain the house rules that I quite like that I'm going to that we're going to be using. So normally skill challenges are one of the things that people like to bitch about 4E. However, if you do them right, they're actually pretty fun. Namely, right being completely and utterly jacking the house rules from another podcast.
Shout-outs really to best Rodriguez, way to do it. Honestly.
Shout-outs, man. Best. At the good folks over a Critical Hit. At least fucking amazing. They're absolutely great for these house rules. Just fucking perfect.
What are the rules?
So, the way that this shit works is that you can use any skill that you want. You can't use the same skill twice in a row in the turn order. And you can't use the same skill that somebody else just used. So, Patton just got hosed because he can't use Arcana now. He's got to do something different.
It's going to be rough.
It forces you guys to use skills that aren't your best.
Oh, no.
Yep. And be creative.
All right. So I'm going to use perception and look around in the ice, see if there's any particularly dangerous areas in front of me that are between me and Elias, because I want to try and go over there and get him the fuck out of this ice.
Okay.
Isn't it all shattered?
Solid ground. Yeah, that's why I'm looking.
I'm on a big chunk of ice. You're on a big chunk of ice.
Yeah.
No, it's all solid.
Oh, it's all still
solid. You have to back up. Yeah.
Yeah, they can easily break it, but I'm going to go ahead and see if there's a safer way to get to you.
Okay.
To help and get you back to shore. I got 28.
Nice.
All right. So what you notice is that when the ice got broken by these large crab-like things, the cracks have started to form all along it. It seems like there was some amount of heat to that as well. Like the ice is starting to fairly quickly melt.
All right. So he can see better ways to get to me, though?
Yeah. What you've realized is you got to go fast.
All right.
Very fast, Pat, moving at incredible high speed.
Okay, yep. So next is John.
Next up, John.
Okay. So I'm seeing all this going down, and I turn, I get off the bridge, and I'm running up to the shore, and then I slow to a walk, and then I stand just at the edge of the shore, you know, before the ice starts.
Yep.
And I look at the crustaceous creatures and their beady little eyes. Oh my God, deliver me from my enemies. Put me out of reach from those who rise up against me. And ooh. I'm going to roll a religious check to ask for God's assistance, because I am scared.
Nice. Ooh. I like it.
21.
21? Nice. Well, 21. Well, that'll be a gosh darn success right there.
Nice.
Yeah.
If I ever heard one myself. So, at that, right, you're going to see kind of a line illuminate on the road. One of them is going to attempt to, like, rush you very quickly, and it's going to bounce off of something and look as confused as a crab can look. However, it then levels its claw right at this wall that it's basically at, and you see it reach its massive pincer, kind of lock it in place with some slot, and just crunch down, and you hear a incredibly loud bang, like a gunshot. And you can just feel that whatever barrier had up only was going to slow them down for a bit.
Oh, Zep, this thing definitely means business. It crushed his, whatever that thing was. We'll figure that out later.
Come on, guys, get off the ice.
Pistol shrimp. It's a pistol shrimp. It's a pistol. You guys, it's a pistol shrimp. This is incredible.
That's well and good, but you better run.
All right. Next up, Elias.
I have realized that this is something that I've read about, at least in old biology textbooks, and it's similar, at least. It's a pistol shrimp. And I am now consumed with fish thing on the ice. Don't care. Not even remotely interesting to me anymore. New New goal. Acquire Crab Claw.
Acquire Crab.
What?
I have to. I'm going to roll acrobatics.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a crab that's particularly close to me?
Okay, so what you're going to have to do is get back up the embankment, and the closest crab is a good like 50 meters away.
50 meters. Okay, what I would like to do is I would like to use acrobatics to position myself in such a way that a crab would want to take a swing at me.
Okay. So you're going to try and get it to swing at you and then jump out of the way at the last second?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So it sounds to me like this is starting to get less of a we want to run the fuck away and more of a we want to set up to fight this shit.
Well, I want to. I know I want one of those claws.
Okay.
I'm going to yell as I'm doing this that we absolutely need one of these claws. That is going to be a 16.
16. So.
Oh, no.
Well, let me just mark that.
Look, I never right said it was a good there. Idea.
So you go up, you rush up, you kind of get caught up in the moment. Like, we absolutely need one of these, right? You run up and you try and, juke one of them, right? However, you go to jump and you feel something tug on your leg.
Oh, it's one of those right? tendrils, isn't it?
You look back, something is wrapped around your leg and you cannot move right now. So you go to jump and this thing just rears back, smacks you. You don't go flying back because you cannot move. You're held in place. And then you kind of see the claw coming back, coming around to fire again.
And I'm going to yell, John!
Next up, Jiron.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast a curse on this crustacean. And I'm going to attempt to fill it with its darkest fears so that it lets go.
What the hell sort of role is this going to be?
Intimidation.
Oh, you're going to try and intimidate a crab.
Darkest fears.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever, like, primal tendency that would make it feel fear.
What I'm do crabs fear the most?
What Hammers does butter. A crab fear? Oh shit! He shows it images of butter sauce and boiling water.
Tartar sauce.
So I'm going to roll it. So that's intimidate, so let's do that. 28, bro!
28. Alright. So.
Jesus Christ.
So you kind of, put your hand out, and you see the thing kind of stop as it was about to fire. It looks over at Jiron and starts scuttling back very quickly.
Like away from me?
Yeah. Like away from you, and it's kind of like clawing at its head, like at its eyes, and it kind of retracts its eyes a bit and turns its back to you. Just kind of starts shaking a little bit.
Is the other one still holding him back?
Yes, he's still being held in place. Another one is quickly approaching Elias.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay.
Who's up next?
Next up would be Pat. We can use Arcana this time.
Yes.
Oh, hey, real quick. So, as soon as I see Adel over there running at the crustaceans, I'm running back up the bridge to try and get over them.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I'm doing that, I shout to Doc, "Hey, Doc, take care of his leg. I got this."
All right.
That's the plan, John. All right. I'm moving closer. I'm kind of hopping, ducking, jiving, flipping, and flopping because I gotta move fast. Because his ice is not stable. And I can't get in a position, but I kind of like slide. And I'm going to use Arcana to throw out a thundering armor.
You don't have to use your actual. Okay.
No, pause. I know. I'm doing that because it works. Because I'm fucking I'm shooting a thing at him. And then in case I can't get to Elias in time, he's not going to get fucking exploded by a crab.
Okay. So just for future reference, you don't have to just do stuff that's like on your character sheet with your things or like even describe stuff in terms of the powers. The powers are just there so that everything is balanced in actual combat. Your character can do what your character can do. So what exactly are you attempting to do? Like, who are you? So, what are you doing right now? Just describe what you're doing.
All right, I got a better plan then. So for Arcana, I'm going to reach into the bag. I'm going to reach into my my doctor's bag here. I'm going to fish around. I'm going to pull out something new I've been working on.
Ooh.
I'm going to I had the name written down. I got to remember from memory. All right. Dr. Patton's patent pending stench stabilizer. What it is, it's got a cork shoved real deep in it so it doesn't ever pop out. It's a circular glass bottle. I got it mixed up with a whole bunch of nasty biz. A little pinch of that patent magic. Mm-hmm. What it is it produces a stench. Mm-hmm. A horrible, horrible stench. I mixed it in with a whole bunch of garbage, some things I collected along my path. You know.
It's a huge stink bomb.
It's a garbage bomb.
What are you doing with it? Because right now that fish thing kind of has Elias psychically locked. So what are you doing?
Psychically, not physically.
Well, I mean, it's kind of shooting out these. It doesn't look like these tendrils are like physically attached to it anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but basically, I'm throwing a stink bomb at it.
Okay.
At the fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. Nice long description for throw a stink bomb at it.
Yeah.
Or throw a stink bomb at a fish.
I got a 16.
16.
God damn it.
You throw your corked bottle.
I've had 1 hour of sleep in the past like 2 days.
So you throw your corked bottle at the fish in the now rapidly breaking ice. It sails. Cracks through the ice, sinks to the bottom, doesn't break.
I'm gonna watch in slow motion that bottle sail right on by and watch it sink into the ice, and I'm gonna turn and go, John.
Okay. Next up, John.
Okay. More worried voice now.
You guys are surprisingly close to failing this.
Okay, we gotta roll pretty high.
I think it's probably.
There's nothing surprising another about roll, our ability to fail.
Another house roll. You can use it on that last roll if you would like it. Actually, no, since it's already been.
Yeah, it's already described. Been done.
You can use action points to re-roll shit.
Yeah, once like I've got a. We've all got to roll over a 10 several times. More than we can roll like... under a 10. It's just statistically unlikely that we're going to win this.
I actually haven't said what the target number is, but.
Yeah.
You guys, the fail rate was pretty. You guys failed pretty fucking close to the target number.
Okay, let's keep it going.
Okay, so I get up to a point on the bridge where I'm kind of over the crustacean with just the biggest smile on my face. I've seen this in the movies. I'm gonna try to jump down onto the crustacean, and I'm gonna try to ride it.
Oh, you're gonna try and wrangle?
That's way better than what I was doing.
You're gonna wrangle you a crab, boy. What are you rolling for this? Athletics?
Endurance.
Endurance. Oh.
Well, to hang on.
To hang on, maybe to take a shot to the face.
I'm going to yell for him to get the claw, even though I'm
very about to die.
Being pulled into the ice, but get the claw, for God's sake.
I rolled a 9. That gives me...
Oh, my God.
17.
17? Oh. That's a success.
Ha.
Ooh.
It's almost like you guys failed by one twice.
Nice one, guys. Way to go.
So.
Oh, no.
You hop onto the crab, right? And you manage to get their attention and wrangle them away from Elias, right?
Yeah.
You've noticed
that. I can
tie
a lasso, I just have no idea what it's for.
So, You ride them, you kind of corral them into each other. They're kind of working, trying to get you off of their friend's back. And in the meanwhile, though, Elias feels kind of the thing on his leg ease up, looks behind him, and realizes the fish is gone.
Oh, it's gone. Okay.
Yeah, you can't see it anymore. Up to you.
That's disconcerting.
I probably got spooked by my impressive ability.
Okay, what I'm going to do is, since I feel like we're getting into a bit of a tight spot here, I'm going to use nature And what I want to do is I want to look quickly around and see if I want to see if the crab's behavior changed as soon as that fish thing left. And two, if that fish thing is actually gone, like, are there any like marks on the ice where it could have disappeared to, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a nature. All right, that's going to be a 19.
So what you can see is that you kind of like do a quick track of where it's going, right?
So I do see the fish thing leaving.
Yeah, you can kind of track the trail that it's likely moving under from seeing some small ripples under the ice. Mm-hmm. It's going back under the bridge, right? Mm-hmm. And going towards where John is wrangling them quickly.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna yell to John to watch out. John, watch out behind you. I mean, that's all I got.
Crab wrangling.
That is a helpful one.
Also, get the claw. Get the claw. No, I'm not even kidding. Like, if use that shotgun of yours and blast a claw off for me. Please.
All right. Next up, Jerry. You got 2 out of 3 failures, 6 out of 7 successes. It's down to the wire.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, don't pull a Humana.
Try not to fuck it up.
Well, I don't think that I can reason with these crustaceans. I don't think I can lie to
them. Okay,
you can try.
The thing is that you can use a bluff check to do things that aren't explicitly talking.
All right, you know what? That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to project this image of what we did to that dwarf in front of these crabs.
To the crabs?
Okay, let me stop you right there. Let me just tell you, I have seen and heard some very dumb ideas for roles in my day.
In the
this
past
is
like
so
10
bad.
Minutes.
Normally, ordinarily, I would tell them, roll it. And then after you roll it, tell you that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This is bad enough that I am going to give you a gimme here.
All right, so here's what I'll do.
You are attempting to show a movie to a bunch of crabs.
All right, I'll use my fel magic and my shadow magic to project this image that I am a huge demon. And
okay, that sounds a bit more like a role. That is like
I'm going
like
to
make
have
a
Zep
false image
shine
of
a light on me as well. So I'm going to make this roll.
Mm-hmm.
27.
Okay, thank
27. Fine. Okay. So you kind of like the veins on you kind of on your armor start to kind of pulsate a bit, and out from them this large, you know, red monstrosity forms around you, right?
Right. And
you know, a massive demon that opens up its maw and you just see fire spray out of its mouth, right? And then you see the little fish guy was poking its head up outside of a little hole in the water, little hole in the ice there, and it had its mouth open. You see some black energy getting ready to be levied right at John,
mm-hmm.
And you see it kind of look over at you, kind of turn its head, kind of close its mouth a little bit, and hop up onto the ice, and start sending some tendrils your way, like all of them, and this is this is the start of some sort of combat right here.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God. Ooh, boy. So, time to re-roll initiative?
Yep. So,
sweet.
This is a beautiful map that I found via just Roll 20. I have no idea who made it. It just showed up when you searched River on Roll 20, because I can't draw for shit.
Okay, I got 16 for initiative.
I got 17.
I got 19.
I got 10.
I got it.
So 16 for Elias, 17 for Patton. What mm-hmm. for John?
19.
19 and do here. Let me get these tokens out. Oh, actually, we are just starting to get some artwork of these characters, And here, we actually
We
can get some character pictures in.
Justin, literally right as combat started.
So, we'll set all this combat shenanigans up and see you guys soon.
All right. That was episode 3 of Revival, a D&D real play podcast. You can find all the pertinent links to the Twitters, the YouTubes, the iTunes, etc., etc., and the Discord channel in the description. There will be a few more of these uploaded in rapid succession to kind of catch you guys up. But after we're done with those, we'll most likely stick with a every Friday release schedule. So when this one comes out, it'll be on Friday. So see you guys Tuesday.